702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
Right, let's check in with the other big story that's happening today. Brian Molefe, the Eskom former chief executive officer, he's been testifying at the Zondo Commission today. He started off with an opening statement, which was just riveting to listen to. And Tukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, watching that one first. And Tukwana, tell us about the opening statement and what's been happening since. Brian Molefe looking rather comfortable there.
Well, he didn't spare anyone, Mandy, starting with the president and when he was deputy president, saying that he didn't even have a cooling off period from being a chairperson of Glencore to becoming a deputy president and the chairperson of the Eskom War Room, a corporate that was a client of Glencore, because Glencore supplies, or at least did supply, coal to Eskom, and saying that the very contentious issue of the penalties that were imposed on Glencore by Eskom, as well as Glencore's desire to have its price for coal being increased from 150 rand per ton to more than 500 per ton, saying that that would have cost Eskom more than 8 billion rand. And so he says the process of the president, deputy president, was involved in that. He shouldn't have become the chairperson of the war room. So he says that because of his involvement, Eskom found itself in a position where it even now has four companies, white-owned, that still supply the power utility and make billions, and they should be investigated as opposed to focusing on Tegeta, for instance. He goes on to make a cast of questions on the former public protector, saying that he didn't give him an opportunity, or she didn't give him an opportunity to respond to the allegations by Glencore against him.
And Tukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. A bit of a truncated show today. So Tukwana giving us an update there on Brian Molefe. He's still on the stand and watching at the moment. And that is really interesting viewing if you want to see what he has to say at the State Capture Commission.